did Voldemort get his wand back?
Hey, brother.
I know. The wand chooses the wizard. But the wand maker who sells this wand to an 11-year-old boy must have known something was up. The thing is, though, Harry always kind of had this funny feeling about Ollivander, like he's not totally sure how he feels about him. And I kind of get it, because I think he's so enthusiastic about seeing wands do what wands can do that he would literally send off a budding megalomaniac into the world just to kind of see what happens next.
After all, he who must not be named did great things. Terrible, yes, but great.
One day the DM sees the wand. Point is, though, that Voldemort's wand is of massive importance to the story. I mean, it features a feather from Fox the Phoenix, making it one of just two wands made from Fox. Of course, the other one goes to Harry, who, again, when Ollivander realized what was up with the Holy Wand and choosing Harry, had to know it wasn't going to end without incident. And of course, by incident, I mean Wizarding World War. But the connection between these two wands is so vital to the overall story. It's the critical thing that protects Harry against Voldemort during his return in the graveyard. And it's that particular duel that infuses some of Voldemort's own magic into Harry's wand, which comes in handy during the Battle of the Seven Potters, where, of its own accord, Harry's wand comes to life and blasts Voldemort back with golden flames of fire. Flames of fire. Yeah, I heard it. Okay, can we just, like, okay? All of that is only possible, though, because Voldemort has somehow recovered his original wand by the time he is resurrected in the graveyard. And it's kind of shocking when you consider the last moment he really had it, because it was the night at the Potters when his spell blasted backwards so powerfully that his body was destroyed, the power of his Horcruxes took effect, and Voldemort was diminished to, in his own words, an existence less than the most feeble ghost. Meaning his wand is most likely lost in the rubble of the destroyed Potter house, but who collected it and when? Today, we find out. Hey, brother! So, there actually is an out-of-universe explanation from an interview that delves into this detail, yet its timing remains tantalizingly tricky and the rationale rather ridiculous. Wormtail, desperate to curry favor, salvaged it from the place it had fallen and carried it to him. I admit, that would have been a bit of a feat for a rat, but they are highly intelligent creatures. So primarily, Wormtail procured it from the Potters and promptly presented it to Voldemort. Yet this response reckons not the precise period of procurement. It seems Wormtail seamlessly strings it together in a singular swoop, suggesting that subsequent to slipping away from Harry, Sirius, and Lupin, he swiftly scurries to snatch the wand from the Potter's place, then traverses to the woods to tender it to Voldemort. Which, fair enough, but I have a myriad of misgivings about this explanation, and namely that it means Voldemort's wand was left languishing in the ruins of the Potter's place for 13 years? That may be believable if it wasn't also the scene of the most notorious Dark Wizard's demise and the site of a sinister double slaying. I mean, within hours of it happening, we know that both Sirius and Hagrid arrive at the house to check on James and Lily or to collect Harry. But then on top of that, I think we can safely assume that at some juncture, James and Lily's bodies are respectfully removed from the residence, right? Like, they bury them in the cemetery and don't just leave their rotting corpses in the house. Right? And you'd for sure want to confirm that it was Voldemort who did it to prove that he'd fallen, right? And a great way to do that would be to recover the murder weapon if you could. Yes? Plus, affirming Voldemort's villainy and verifying his vanquish would be paramount. Thus, procuring the murder weapon presents a potent pathway to pinning the perpetrator definitively, thereby bolstering the case for his demise. And we know about Priori Incantatum, so undoubtedly the Ministry, or any inquiring entity, would eagerly embrace the opportunity to obtain Voldemort's wand, which was presumably positioned left of Lily's lifeless form, given her demise in the same space where Voldemort's vile spell met its match. Even if the Ministry missed the mark, obviously Dumbledore deduced the fate of the fallen wand and is interested in it.
Indubitably.
Certainly he knows Voldemort has the first Phoenix wand because of Ollivander's timely telegraph regarding Harry's profound procurement of its brother.
Yes, I know they don't use telegraphs, but I think you see what I'm going for.
If Wormtail is the one who gets it, though, then the only logical leap is that he did so before any of those other potential parties could have, because, of course, they would have recovered it if they could. But if that's the case, then it implies that Peter prevails before Sirius arrives at the scene, swiftly seizes the wand, and scurries before being promptly pursued by Sirius and playing possum to the Wizarding World for 13 years!
This is Scabbers, by the way. Pathetic, isn't he?
Of course, that would also mean that during this debacle, he ditches his own dear wand, but deftly clings to Voldemort's wand for a daunting duration of 13 years? Sorry. 13 years. Gotta be consistent. Boy, how do you think the Weasleys would feel to find out that they were, like, housing Voldemort's wand the entire time? But Peter possessing the wand that whole time doesn't make sense, because if he'd had it on him the whole time, he'd have it on him after he was transformed back into a man in the Shrieking Shack, right? I mean, I'm assuming that when you transform, your wand goes with you, which does seem to be the case. I guess it's not an ironclad imperative to wield your wand for transformation, as Sirius's Azkabanian slip showcases, but nonetheless, Peter does seem to lean on a wand for his transformation, and he hastily grabs Lupin's wand to revert to his rodent guise following Lupin's lycopanthic shift. Pettigrew had died for Lupin's dropped wand. Expelliarmus! Harry yelled, pointing his own wand at Pettigrew. Lupin's wand flew into the air, high out of sight. Stay where you are! Harry shouted, running forward. Too late. Pettigrew had transformed. The pivotal point is, if Peter still possessed Voldemort's wand the whole time, he wouldn't have needed to paw for Lupin's, because he'd just have Voldemort's. But he doesn't, meaning he didn't plunder the wand from the Potter's house the night of their plight. Actually, on that note, how did Sirius eventually get his own wand back? Or, like, how did all the Death Leaders who escaped in Order of the Phoenix get their wands back? Were they all just allowed to leave them at home before sentencing? Because that seems ridiculous. I mean, lest we recall, Hagrid had his wand split in half because another student, Tom Riddle, accused him of housing a monster that killed a girl. Hagrid lost his wand due to a non-wand-related murder.
Oh no, but the Death Eaters, they don't crack those wands. I mean, why would you?
Oh, they left them at home. No biggie, they'll be in Azkaban for life anyway. Let's not go to the effort of breaking a pencil to be extra super sure or anything.
Regardless of those distracting details, though, the Continuous Crux contends that if Peter didn't get the wand in the attack's aftermath, and he couldn't have found it at the Potter's post-escaping Harry, Sirius, and Lupin, then when did he want it? Well, wonder of wonders, I reckon all of the information resides readily within the reading material. In fact, we've already given you most of the pieces. Have you solved it? If not, don't worry, there still remains a solitary shard of omitted evidence, which is revealed on the day of Buckbeak's Bucksecution. At that point in the story, Peter's parted paths with poor Ron, perpetrating yet another pretend demise, leading Ron to presume Crookshanks devoured Scabbers. If only, am I right? Full video by clicking the card. But behold, Scabbers survive, seeking sanctuary within Hogwarts' hallowed halls, harboring in Hagrid's humble hut, only to be rediscovered by Ron. Hermione picked up the milk bottle to pour some into the jug. She let out a shriek. Ron, I don't believe it, it's Scabbers! Ron gaped at her. What are you talking about? Hermione carried the milk jug over to the table and turned it upside down. With a frantic squeak and much scrambling to get back inside, Scabbers the rat came sliding out onto the table. Ah, and now we have all of the puzzle pieces, so pause to solve if you want to ponder. Here's my theory. If you'll rewind with me all the way back to the night of the Potter's perilous plight. James and Lily lie lifeless, their home in ruins. Voldemort, a mere wisp of his former self, flees in fear. Harry, miraculously unharmed, save for the iconic lightning-shaped scar, survives. Then to the house, humble Hagrid arrives on the scene to collect baby Harry on Dumbledore's order. And as he meandered through the maelstrom, he acquired Harry and serendipitously stumbled upon Voldemort's wand and pocketed it. That's actually a different Harry Potter language joke. If you know, you know.
Pocketed it.
And in pure Hagrid fashion, I perceive this as a prudent precaution, purely for protection. He's not procuring the wand for profit or to preserve it for posterity, or even with any prospect of personally practicing its powers. He just figured it shouldn't be left lying there. All right, y'all, now we need to give a brief Pause to give a huge thank you to today's sponsors, MeUndies. We all know it's not what's on the outside that matters, but on the inside. But then also there's like the not so outside and the not so inside to consider. And yeah, I know that's kind of like mildly cryptic, so let me clarify. I'm of course talking about underbridges. It's like inner you and outer you are circles in a Venn diagram, and where they overlap is underwear. And my point is, they matter. Big time, and having the right undies can make all of the difference. They're like the foundation of your daily wardrobe. I can honestly say, when I made the switch, I felt like I could bring the best inner me and best outer me out at the same time. I guess you could say it's as if sporting splendid skivvies substantially simplifies showcasing my supreme self. But really, what does it is the unmatched comfort. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, it's stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. And MeUndies has a problem-free philosophy. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on them. So remember, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/super. That's MeUndies.com/super for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Link is in the description down below. Then he delivers Harry to Dumbledore at the Dursleys before returning to his hut at Hogwarts and simply sets the wand aside.
I shouldn't have told you that.
In my mind, it's like the unicorn hair he has just lying about his home. He has these treasures of immense value, but doesn't perceive their potential profits. But in fact, it does turn out to be troublesome, because fast forward to Prisoner and one Peter Pettigrew has surreptitiously settled in Hagrid's hut and inexplicably discovers Voldemort's wand. And naturally, it's notable knowledge, but Peter wouldn't act on it right away. I mean, his whole MO is merely maneuvering towards the mightiest maestro on the metaphorical merry-go-round and having them provide protection. And upon unearthing the wand, not much would have changed for him for the past 13 years. He's been content to just coexist with the Weasleys. I mean, if Voldemort's not in power, he has no reason to pursue him.
This is Scabbers, by the way. Pathetic, isn't he?
But behold, Wormtail's true identity is revealed by Lupin and Sirius, who are dead set on killing him until Harry does his whole chosen one thing and pleads for mercy. What a wizard.
I am the chosen one.
In either event, it means Peter is now the one who is about to face the Dementors, thus providing him proper motivation to pursue Voldemort, and he even knows the perfect bargaining piece. Because presumably Voldemort would be pretty peeved with Peter as his disclosure led directly to his downfall, but if Peter can proffer him his old wand, So the group exits the Whomping Willow, Lupin transforms into the werewolf, and Peter, seizing the scene, reverts back into a rat, scampers down to Hagrid's hut, steals the wand, and stealthily scurries toward the shattered Albanian woods where whispers of Voldemort's whereabouts abound. Also, I know there's never really any proof for this, but I kind of like the idea that because he has the wand, it like helps him find Voldemort, kind of like a wand finds the wizard sort of situation. Now, the noteworthy point you may raise is, why wouldn't Hagrid divulge this information to Dumbledore? I mean, that feels the fundamentally Hagrid thing to do. And I agree. I actually think Hagrid would tell Dumbledore, but I don't think it's out of the question that Dumbledore deems Hagrid dependable for defending this particular possession. For one, Dumbledore simply trusts Hagrid. He trusts him to collect and guard the Philosopher's Stone.
Who told you about Fluffy?
And to get Harry from the Potter's Place and from the Dursleys' dwelling.
Sorry about that.
Plus, there is a striking simplicity in securing such an artifact in plain view. I mean, who would ever envision investigating Hagrid's hut for Voldemort's wand? And Dumbledore has always known the truth about the entire Chamber of Secrets saga, that it was truly Tom Riddle and not Hagrid. How truly poetically poignant it is, then, that Hagrid should end up owning the wand wielded by the wrongdoer who got his wand whacked. But there you go. That is how Voldemort got his original wand bat. What do you all think? Let me know all of your thoughts in the towel section down below. Guys, I hope you enjoyed today's video. Don't forget to subscribe and ding that bell so you don't miss any future Harry Potter action from us. If you want to see how Peter Pettigrew put a permanent pause on his paternal power, I also recommend checking out this video. It's sort of all like one big wrap, and it was one of the more fun videos I made that year during COVID. So please go check it out. But otherwise, Ben, until next time, I will see you in another life, brother.